The Savage, written by David Almond and read by Malcolm Hamilton. You won't believe this, but it's true. I wrote a story called The Savage about a savage kid that lived under the ruined chapel in Burgess Woods, and the kid came to life in the real world. I wrote it soon after my dad died. There was a counsellor at school called Mrs. Malloy that kept taking me out of lessons and telling me to write my thoughts and feelings down. She said she wanted me to explore my grief and start to move forward. I did try for a while, but it just seemed stupid, and it even made me feel worse. So one day, I ripped up all that stuff about myself, got an old notebook, and started scribbling The Savage. Here's the first bit of it. And I know the spelling isn't brilliant, but I was younger then. There was a wild kid living in Burgess Woods, I wrote. He had no family, and he had no pals, and he didn't know where he come from, and he couldn't talk. And he lived on berries and roots and rabbits and stuff like old pies that he pinched from the bins at the back of Greenacre's rest home. He lived in a cave under the ruined chapel. His weapons were old kitchen knives and forks and an axe that he nicked from Frankie Finnegan's allotment. If anybody ever seen him, he chased them and caught them and killed them and ate them and chucked the bones down an ancient pit shaft. He was savage. He was truly wild. Once I started writing the story, it was like I couldn't stop, which was strange for me. I'd never been one for stories. I couldn't stand all that stuff about wizards and fairies and once upon a time, and they all lived happily ever after. That's not what life's like. Me, I wanted blood and guts and adventures. So that's what I wrote. I said it all in our little town of Saltwell. I didn't show The Savage to Mrs. Malloy. I didn't show it to anybody. It was my kind of story, just for myself.